USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A judge in Minneapolis has sentenced former police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of killing George Floyd, to 22 and a half years in prison.
Like the conviction of Derek Chauvin 2 months ago, today's sentencing is not justice, but it is another moment of real accountability on the road to justice.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. Derek Chauvin's mother, Carolyn, made an impact statement. She told the court her son is not a racist.
None of these things are true, and that my son is a good man.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, men. John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man to man for a moment. 1/3 of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
The death toll from the collapse of an oceanfront condominium tower near Miami Beach rose to 4, with about 159 people unaccounted for as crews continued to search the debris for survivors. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said about 120 people had been accounted for, but stressed that the numbers remain fluid. Authorities said at least 4 died in the sudden collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers in Surfside. President Biden approved an emergency declaration that will provide federal aid to the area. The Homeland Security Department and Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, are authorized to help coordinate disaster relief efforts with local officials. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for Miami-Dade County. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said he hopes for more than just fiscal assistance and manpower. Authorities are looking into the cause of the collapse, which sent half of the tower crashing to the ground in just seconds. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Is the stimulus payments and extra unemployment hampering new businesses from hiring people? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explores the question.
More than half of Americans want the extra unemployment benefits the government handed out during the pandemic to end. The New York Times asking Momentive to do the survey and found that 52% want the extra $300 supplement to stop. Republicans were way more inclined to end them than Democrats. Many reopening businesses have reported difficulty hiring new employees and are blaming the extra unemployment cash for at least part of the reason why. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The new infrastructure deal has a few bugs to work out. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then, the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
As is, the bipartisan infrastructure bill still needs to clear both houses on the Hill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The 11 Republicans who endorsed the framework of the bill discussed their frustrations with Biden's comments. Some of them wanted to put out a statement clarifying that they had not agreed to condition the bipartisan plan on a partisan reconciliation package. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.